A woman whose parents were killed in a crash caused by a 20-year-old who has been jailed for 14 months says justice has not been done. Dean and Sandra Weir, both 52, were killed in a crash in Ballywalter 2 years ago. Their car was struck by one driven by Charles Hugh McCartney, who lost control of his car while taking a bend in the road at almost 90 miles per hour. The couple's daughter, Katie Weir, talked to Seamus McKee on last night's Evening Extra on Radio Ulster.
I don't think that there was any justice today. I think in comparison to England, Scotland and Wales, which recently changed their licensing law, with Justice Minister Dominic Raab, who fought for England, Scotland and Wales for dangerous driving, he fought for them to have life. I feel that our justice system lacks any justice whatsoever. And I think it was a letdown. In terms of, in comparison to the rest of the UK, and I just feel that if we're taking Northern Ireland as a whole of the UK, I feel that it was unjust, and I just feel that the lives of Northern Ireland and their people matter less in terms of people killed in the roads by dangerous driving.
You've done a lot of research on sentencing. Do you know what the maximum is here?
The maximum is 14 years.
And do you know if that's ever been handed down?
No.
It hasn't been.
I think the most that's been handed out was, I know 11 was handed out yesterday. And I think the most that's been handed out is, I think it might have been 12. But I know the maximum has ceased to be handed out yet.
The courts would say that they have to consider the appropriate sentence in the light of all the circumstances in an individual case and previous sentencing decisions.
Yeah. In reference to that, I know that a lot was taken into account about this man's age, and I would say that is injustice on our part, in the fact of no matter what age you are, everybody sits a driving test, and if you pass that driving test, that means that you're competent on the road and you understand the law. So in terms of the driving test, I feel that maybe it isn't as harsh as maybe it needs to be, and I just don't feel it. I think it was actually discrimination of age. And if you're bringing that into account within the justice system, I think it's wrong to compare age. I mean, if a guy that was 70 had have caused this accident, he would have received more than what a guy at 20 years of age, because he was young, received today.
But no sentence would ever bring your parents back.
No sentence would ever bring my parents back. But I mean, the agony that I have to now receive for the rest of my life, and the mental health issues that come along with that, I think that the justice today was too lenient, and I think that yes, four years would never bring back my parents, but it would be a deterrent to other young drivers that would cause a death like this. Because at the end of the day, it could have been a larger family. It could have been a mother, a father, a young child, and two kids. But it wasn't. It was a mother and father. It could have been one person, but it was two people. And at the end of the day, I just feel that when you're talking about the fact of the matter is, you know, Nothing's going to bring back my parents, but more justice than what I received today would have relieved maybe the anguish and the hurt that I've had to go through for the past 2 years while I've been waiting for this court case, 2.5 years. One year and 2 months is at least I got something, but it's not going to bring back my parents, but I don't feel that it relieved anything for me.
Joining me now is Peter Dolan. Good morning, Peter.
Morning.
Your son, Enda, of course, we've spoken to many times on Radio Ulster. He was just 18 years old when he was knocked down and killed by a drunk driver on the Malone Road in 2014. And you're now campaigning for the maximum sentence for death by dangerous driving to be imposed here. We heard there during that interview with Katie, 14 years, the maximum, but rarely, if ever, actually given out.
Yeah, that's correct, honey. 14 years, maximum. Northern Ireland has never been handed out, and it's clearly not acceptable. We've been campaigning for a number of years for an increase in this, and we've been campaigning with the powers that be, the Department of Justice, etc., in relation to the review of the sentencing policy, which will take into consideration death by dangerous driving. But as we all know, the situation in Stormont hasn't helped the case. So we can
spell out for us, just so we're all aware, Peter, how the lack of a functioning executive is impacting this.
Well, first of all, we need the Justice Minister back in June 2016, Claire Sugden, announced that there will be a review of the sentencing policy, and one area that will t- taken into consideration was a review in relation to death by dangerous driving. We have had numerous meetings with the Department of Justice officials, January 18, August 18, we're now in July 19, and we are no further forward. We've been promised that the review or the draft consultation document will be released, and we haven't seen any sight of it at this stage.
Remind us what happened in the case of your son and the sentence that was handed down.
Yeah, and it was walking home on the Malone Road to his halls of residence. He was a first-year architecture student at Queen's University in Belfast. He was walking on the footpath and he was mowed down by two guys driving a van. They carried him on the bonnet of the car for half a mile and fired him off on the side of the road like a piece of rubbish. Drove on and ran into a lamppost. They were caught red-handed and the passenger got off with 50 hours community service, and the driver got away with 4.5 years. Or initially it was 3.5 years in prison, and on appeal it was increased to 4.5 years in prison.
And you know, when we talk about things like this, I think it's nearly impossible for people to actually understand the impact this has on the family that are left behind unless you've been through it yourself.
Well, yes, this is a massive impact on our family, but plus the immediate family and his friends and associates and colleagues and even people that have been through this situation and yeah. lost somebody in a similar circumstances over the years. They all feel for what we're going through.
But people talk about moving on, Peter, and I wonder, I'm thankful that I've never been there myself, so I'm asking you because you are, but can you ever actually move on, and can you ever escape what has happened?
Well, you can't escape, and you know it's very difficult to move on. You've lost a loved one in tragic circumstances, and all you want is some sort of justice, and then you can begin to maybe pick up the pieces after that. But you know, it's not on. It's not acceptable. Not in today's society. I think it's just very sad.
I think when we try and process things like this that happen in our lives, it could easily leave you feeling very angry and bitter. But you have decided, look, you're going to concentrate on trying to change what does happen.
Yeah, well, I think it's important that you know, I've become a sort of a campaigner now in relation to getting the law changed, and you know, I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm prepared to fight and argue and stand up and fight for what we believe in. You know, our son Enda doesn't have a voice now, but I'll be his voice until we get this concluded. Okay. I think it's important that this is taken into consideration, and the sentencing has to be increased. And even at the minute, they talk about 14 years as a maximum at the hands of the judges to use. That has never been used, but also manslaughter is there. Manslaughter has never been used, and there's no reason why that cannot be taken into account as well.
Peter, thank you for your time this morning. That's Peter Dolan.